Are you all sitting comfortable, too square on your body? Then I'll begin.
Something full of colored dreams. Deep inside a rainbow lived happiness man, in a small Victoriana chalabans. Evening will be here quite soon. Stan could sit and watch the moon, watching as the white light slowly makes the night bright. Hours slipping by while time stands still.
Like all real life experience story, this also begins once upon a Tito, and Happiness Stan, whose life evolved the ephemeral colour dreamy most, had his pure existence and this being in a deep jaw of the multicolour of the rainbow. Oh yes, his home's a Victoriana Sharabold. This is a four wheelful olive out the back grove. Now as Eve did his deep approachy, his eye on the moon. All time, sometime, deep joy of a full moon scintillating dangly in the heavenly bode. But now only half. Oh, blow your cool, man, he do this deep thought, cause. What is the folly of this half-disappearing of the moony most? And as the light did a scintillating change through timely most, stop it still, and he did a deep thought, cause. What? Absolutely smash and flake it he was. So, gathering all behind in the hintermost, he ploddy forward into the deep thunder mould of the complicating forey to sort this one out, matey. Where at, Mandy Thorcus? Where at, man? Oh, dear.
Bye.
Now, after a little lapse of time, Stan became deep hungry in his tumload. Oh, after all, he struggly trittly house several mile load, and anyway would suffer under this. So suddenly he did deep thoughtcus, out with his lunchy bag, just about to do a little nib load of his mincy meaty, when... Fly was overwhelmed with this deep generosity of Stan's give of the foodage, because all life was stuffed of a foodage. He looked at Stan and said, "Is there anything I can reciprocate or do in the joy of return for your generosity for giving me food and stuffy?" "Stan, I'm looking for the other half of the moon and dangly. This is my folly. Show me where the missing half of that moon." "I don't know," said the fly returly, "but I know someone who know if only I were big enough to transport him most. I'd take it there myself, I would do this," and Stan, having the possessive power of the magic hold, stand it over, roll it up the sleeve, wavely hand, hovery, and utter these magic words, "If all the flies were one fly, what a great, enormous fly philolloper that would bold. Oh, and there, incredible, but oh, dear, hovery. Now the fly recalled with these wordage, "Not only will I transport them there, but I'll sing it a deep joy of a song load in your eardrums. That I will do."
Surely just a thought away, where visions that men fail to put to words to tell, and music that they try but cannot play. Your
And so, seated comfortable on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly, whoop, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the mountain, through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spotted before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the undergrowth, there it was. And the fly said it, I must leave you here. And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type thing, gold, if it was all feathery, and said, Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself. And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and moan and kissing, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his ear drove. But off he went.
An old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.
So Stan walketh towards the cave, and in his mind, mark your word, Mad John. Deep focus on this, all a trembled, looking into the dark and peering into the back grove of black in there, and then appeared Mad John, in fine, fine, foldy silken robes, all whitely hair, scintillating beard and dangling. Well, the beard must have been 34 years old to grow it and grow it all night load. What? And he was glowing with a friendly light, oh dear, joy, and a voice full of a cockney, all joy of life and livid emanate from the cockload of his heartstrings. Call to see you, man. What's been your hang-up, man? I waiting 7 whole days for you. Not still worried about this scintillating moon and dangly, huh? Stan, yes, that's why I sorting you out here, and trittly-trittly how on the back of this fly, you told me. And John linked arms with him, and walking out stepper by stepper, and he pointed with a cockney forefinger gold, there, up in the heavenly bode. What? Stan realised, now, which it struck him like a smacker o' blurdy, which coming out for a turn he never thought us before. As the sun rises in the early morning, so the recoil of the moon on the eve. Ah, and he thought. Now, the fly had something extra special you thought to say to me, if you wold. And John looked at him, and the trackness earnestly of his eyeballs, straight nose to nose and eye to eye bold for it. Of course, I nearly forgot it. Just you listen.
Life is just a bowl of old bread. You wake up every morning and it's there. So live as only you can.
It's all about, enjoy it. Cause ever since you saw it, there ain't no one can take it away.
So life is just a bowl of old bread.
What you say has made it very clear.
To be sure, I'll live
as best as I can.
But how can I remember to keep it all together when half the movie's taken away?
I've got the Benzy thing. If you can love Benzy, give me that Happy Days toy tan newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, twist for a while. Well, when you're untogether and feeling out of tune, I sing this special song with me. Don't worry about the moon, looks after itself. Give me the Happy Days toy tan newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while.
Yes. Well, now you've got the hang of it. There's nothing you can't do with it.
Well, if you're very true to it, you can't go wrong. Give us those Happy Days toy tan newspaper smiles. We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while. Well, now we've got the hang of it. There's nothing we can't do with it. And now we're very into it. We can't go wrong.
So remember the very special words. Happy Day Long, Toilet Town newspaper reader in Chuckley Smiler. They all had a lovely turnout. Gnomes came, Huckleberry Pickle Tickle My Fin Gold, but Boy Blue left his horn stuffing under the settee and brought his mellotron and freaked them all out. Oh, what a mind blast. Jackie Jill, Knees Up Mother Brody, oh, what a joy of a trittly howl there. I hope your turnout is three quarters half as lovely, won't you? Wouldn't often enjoy it. Stay cool, won't you?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little fairy tale by The Small Faces from Ogden's Nutgone Flake. It's a story about happiness, Stan. Let me tell you about it. Narrated by Stanley Unwin, using his own form of Unwinese, gobbledygook, jabberwocky. He's a guy, Stanley Unwin, who was sort of a comedian all over radio and TV in Great Britain in the 50s and 60s, and he kind of started his own language. Well, he narrated that. And the story is when Stan looks up at the sky and sees only half the moon, he sets out on a quest to search for the missing half. Along the way, he saves a fly from starvation, and in gratitude, the insect tells him of someone who can answer his question and tell him about the philosophy of life himself. Seated on a giant fly's back, Stan takes a psychedelic journey to the cave of Mad John, who explains that the moon's disappearance is only temporary and demonstrates it by pointing out that Stan has spent so long on this quest that the moon is now full again. He then sings Stan a cheerful song about the meaning of life. Ogden's Nutgone Flake came out in 1968, and it was a real big hit in England by the Small Faces. Also their last record before they splintered, and part of the band joined Rod Stewart. The other band, the other members, ended up in groups like Humble Pie and solo projects, etc. We're listening to Shay Torrent. You are listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover. Pardon the fidelity. They are working on the transmitter this week. It should be back early. You can tune over on the net, though, at kwvaradio.org if you really want to hear full fidelity, yes. Before the break, we heard Dogs Part 1 by The Who. That was a B-side, very rare single by The Who, as well as a guy named Elwood did a great version of Sundown, the Gordon Lightfoot tune. Yeah. This is KWVA Eugene. Where was I going to go next? Oh, yes. I was doing the art walk the other night, and I found a great place called the Jazz Station, 68 West Broadway. And it's a nonprofit Willamette Jazz Society station trying to keep jazz alive. So 68 West Broadway, next time you're on the art walk, stop on by.
Here's the thing. We'll be right back.
So why did we play that old chestnut anyhow? Why did we play that? Because that was by Paul Revere and the Raiders. That's one of, like, the earliest versions of Louie, Louie. Well, I shouldn't say that. Richard Berry did it in the 50s. But there was a bunch of bands in the Northwest that were competing to see who was going to have the hit version of that. One of the bands was Paul Revere and the Raiders, and that was them. Reason we're talking about Paul Revere and the Raiders, their guitar player, Drake Levin, died. He had a stage name that seemed to evoke stardom, but his name was Drake Maxwell Levinshevsky, born in Chicago. And, you know, he was in an Idaho band called the Sir Winston Trio, which had Phil Volk, who ended up in the Raiders, in the band. Well, it was Mark Lindsay and Paul Revere that kind of formed the other half of the band. They got together, and, well, this band that they were in, the Sir Winston Trio, opened for the Raiders and ended up kind of getting together. It was an important gig. That's how the Raiders got started. And, you know, it's funny about Paul Revere and the Raiders. I don't think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they should be, because they're one of the great American rock and roll bands. And like I've been talking about here on The Hangover, there's a lot of great grungy rock and roll bands that came out in the early 60s from the Northwest. And the Northwest is famous for its contribution of grunge to pop music. Yeah. Drake Levin, unfortunately, when he was at the height of his powers with the band, had to join the National Guard to avoid the draft. So he did record with the band, but he was out of the touring band by 1967. Yeah. I do have something from that year, The Spirit of 67 by Paul Revere and the Raiders. Drake Levin might be on this record, I believe, but he's not part of the touring band. This is a track that you might more recognize by Paul Revere and the Raiders. And Drake Levin, you will be missed.
Do your doctors need to know what I'm all about? Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what tips inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. The custom tailored world that I wanna own someday, with a special place up high we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday if you just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry to and through. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now.
I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you.
I'm digging the sound so much. I've got to move this record up. I got to play another track off of here. This is a classic.
Come along, that's my degeneration. Do you think that I comes. Three lumps already? Well, my coffee tonight will be hot and strong. But if you don't want it, then tag along. Is there something about me makes you want to join the tea set? Generation, my generation, oh, my generation, yeah, my generation.
Kind of messed that one up. You know, I was talking with a friend about Frank Zappa the other day, and I was saying, well, you know, Zappa really hasn't worn well over the years, to me anyhow. I know a lot of you out there really dig him, but my favorite Zappa album was that one, Reuben and the Jets, just because it was so, oh, I don't know, retro, and I put it on, and what happened? This is the reissue of it, where they overdubbed extra stuff. Why did they do that? They really messed up Jelly Roll Gumdrop by Reuben and the Jets. I'm very disappointed with that. Before that, we heard a group called The Eyes from the mod movement in the UK, 1965, doing kind of a response to The Who, something called My Degeneration. And we heard a couple of tracks by Paul Revere and the Raiders. We'll Miss You, Drake Levin, guitar player. We heard The Great Airplane Strike, the LP version, and Hungry and Louie Louie by Paul Revere and the Raiders. And if they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, what are they waiting for? Those guys were one of the most all-American rock and roll bands ever. We're listening to Errol Garner right now. And we lost a whole bunch of people this last few weeks. One of them kind of got missed. My Little Margie, also known as Gale Storm, sort of a pop singer in the 50s, and on TV in the early 50s, mid-50s, and just kind of faded away after a while. But I remember My Little Margie. It was a cool show. This is Gale Storm from her self-titled, the Sentimental Me album. Beautiful cover. Real cute. Nice Technicolor. Anyways, a track called Pennies from Heaven.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Heaven.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers.
Sunshine and flowers.
If you want the things you love, you must have showers.
You must have showers.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers.
Sunshine and flowers.
If you want the things you love, you must have showers.
You must have showers.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Thank you. my breath is strong. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look today.
Just another random Sunday morning hangover winding up for you here on KWVA. We heard Bob Thompson doing Do It Again. Sandy Warner, I believe, on vocals. The Way You Look Tonight by Brian Ferry and Gail Storm. Pennies from Heaven. This is a Burt Bacharach tune from After the Fox, making a movie in Sorrento, I think is the name of it, in Savallo. I love this movie. All right, a few more surprises, then I'm out of here. See you next week.
Yo quiero pedir que mi negra me quiero, que tenga dinero y que no se muera. Ay, yo te quiero pedir, papá Lupo, negra muy gorda, mamá tú, que tenga dinero y que no se muera.
It's gonna be a cool Sunday morning. The chilly air came setting in without any warning. When you said goodbye, not goodnight, how can that be? It's gonna be a cool sunny morning for me. How could I be cool when it's warm and the sun is shining bright? How could such a Saturday evening not end with good night? I beg and I plead just to show how I need you. Tell me why you gave a farewell in a cool sunny morning to me. Sunny days and all my warm summer nights. Don't throw my dreams away, you know it's not right. Forget what was said or was done in the past. Can't you see? Shine us, I'm
and me.
You are listening to KWVA Eugene.
Maybe it seems like silly chatter coming from me, this might not matter. Hope you don't think I mean to flatter, but nice, I think you're nice.
Oh, how could you understand?
Well, I mean, I think you're...
Go away!
I think you're...
Oh, what's the use? I'm leaving this awful place.
Very...
What did you say?
Nice. Like silly chatter, but nice, I think you're swell. I mean, I think you're very, very cute.
Do you have a friend?
I have a friend.
We'll call it friends.